Bollywood faces uncertain future with nothing seeming to be working on the box office, prompting some serious introspection. The names are different, the stars are different, and the directors too are different. Still, a common thread runs through the films released in recent times. All of them have failed to hit the bullseye at the box office. The world's second largest Dream Factory is currently living its worst nightmare. It has lost a whopping Rs 290 crores on an investment of about 1,000 crores this year. Romance, patriotism, NRI dreams, nothing seems to be working. Predictions have been made that cinegoers are tired of the wad of star-spangled visual bubblegum which usually dominates Bollywood. Customarily, the ratio of hits is about 15% to 20%. This year, only 7% to 8% of the films have managed to generate any business. Sanjay Leela Bhansali's Devdas, an opulent film based on a tragic love triangle set in the 1940s, however managed to register around 45 crore rupees turnover for the distributors alone. The hit parade remained puny, led by Vikram Bhatt's 45 crore rupees spook show Raaz that raked in rupees 20 crores. The two Bhagat Singhs together totted losses of nearly rupees 33 crores. Gopal Varma's underworld epic Company registered 4.8 crore rupee loss. The film was more critically acclaimed than being successful. Salman Khan's Tumko Na Bhool Payenge, a tried and tested rebirth theme made with a budget of 20.5 crores, too, registered a loss of 4 crore rupees. Diwali, usually the most upbeat time for the business, sent the industry in mourning with new films like Jeena Sirf Mere Liye, Anarth, Diwangi, Grod, Mujhse Dosti Karoge, sinking without a trace. Distributors stung by box office flops have realized the futility of spending money blindly on films when bombs have been bursting at the box office. Manoj Desai, the leading film exhibitor, expresses his anguish against the producers who've started giving away their satellite television rights soon after the films are released at the theaters, causing a dip in the business.
Sorry to tell you this, most of the film has flopped. I can say 99.9%. There are two films who has done an average collection, Kesriji and Raj. Other film has not done up to the mark, not even mark what. They didn't run even for 2 weeks, 3 weeks. And that is the total unfortunate era has started with the film industry from Pone Do Saal. It's almost 18 months that we are suffering this. And we have lot of complaints which should be sorted out by the producer, by the director, by the artist. Instead of sorting out, I am hearing something very, very unbelievable. With connection of your question, I would like to clarify. I would like to give you a breaking news that it was decided among the producers to give after 3 months picture to all channels, all different, like Zee, Sony, Star Plus.
But is this just another bad year, or are people not interested in Hindi films anymore? Why can't Bollywood formula connect with the masses any longer? Is it due to lack of talent? These are some questions that are unanswered. Shyam Benegal, whose critically acclaimed Zubeda starring Karishma Kapoor and Manoj Bajpayee was released recently on a TV channel, reacted to the rough phase that the industry has been undergoing.
Well, it is a point of desperation, because films aren't doing terribly well, and this year has been a particularly bad year for the film industry. And so obviously what it does show is that producers are tending to sell their films, the television rights of their films rather quickly. Now it's not a particularly good trend in terms of cinema business, although for television audiences it's a great bonanza. But I personally feel that it's not a very, very good trend because, you know, films are costing more and more money to make. And unless they get good coverage in the theaters, it's very difficult to recover for the films. And, you know, the losses this year have been incredible and many cinemas are closing down.
Despite the lull, there's a lot happening beneath the surface. More than anything else, Bollywood today needs an innovative vocabulary that is low on cliches. With Poonam Dagar, Vaibhav Varma from Mumbai.